Senator Dave Luchtefeld is on the other end of the line this morning. Morning, Senator. How have you been?
Good morning. I've been fine. So yeah, we're not in Springfield. That's always good, right?
Well, you know, I right now I think it's all the things that are going on. I was following along with Governor Rauner on Saturday as he was moving into the mansion. And my first thought, matter of fact, I responded to him this morning on Saturday afternoon saying, I just think it's great that you're doing what you said you were going to do. Maybe that's a trend that will catch on in Springfield.
Wouldn't it be great if that were the case? Of course, he's got some tougher things to do than just moving into the mansion. The other stuff you'll need help on. Yeah.
And that's why I want to, you know, turn around Illinois, a phrase that emerged out of the governor's office last week. And it seems to, when I was reading some of the comments, seemed to be more of a general philosophy than it was detail-oriented material.
I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that he's a man of action. I mean, you don't get to where he's at without that, and he's not going to just sit back and watch. He's going to try to make some things happen that will maybe eventually financially help us, you know, straighten our finances out. That will be hard to do because the problem is so great right now.
You know, how much of the problem is just plain bureaucracy, Senator?
Well, you know, I guess. Right now, the problem is worse, is bigger than just bureaucracy. The problem has gone on so long that, you know, like for instance, a family that is in debt. If you take care of that early on when it's not so bad, when you can get through it by making some cuts, maybe a little bit more revenue somewhere, now you get through it, you be careful, you're going to be okay. It's only going to take maybe a year or so, and you can get back where everything's going to be reasonable again. This has been let go now for the last 10 years, and that debt is so great that it can't be fixed in a short period of time. Government doesn't do things very well over a long period of time because the legislators, you know, change their mind. They've got an election coming up. They want to promise people, you know, hey, you elect me and I'll give you this. And that's the political facts that you face with a problem this great.
You know, what was interesting is, When I hear you talking about that, you know what I was thinking all along? Why do we have political appointments? Why at all? Why should they be there at all?
Political appointments?
Yes.
Now, how do you mean that?
Well, the people that are exempt from these Rutan regulations so that they can just be hired?
Well, you know, again, I really am not real sure exact what you're talking about. You know, political appointments. You know, when a new governor comes in, you know, one of the real I suspect that you're talking about as a new governor comes in, that there are new people appointed, other people gotten rid of. You know, I think you need some of that. You don't want a governor coming in, and every person that's working is protected by the union.
Oh no, Senator, I'm talking about the kind of appointments that you gave me a bunch of campaign money, and suddenly your son is the engineer at the Department of Corrections.
Well, that sort of thing. You're right. That's not good.
But we have a system that seems to coddle it, to allow it, to flagrantly allow it.
It does, and some worse than others, and you're right. To resist that temptation of not trying to, you know, trying to help somebody who helped you get elected, that is a tough temptation. I do believe this. I do believe that the Rauner administration will do less of that than we have seen over the past, our lifetime, really.
Right.
I think that he does, you know, first of all, he doesn't owe anybody anything. He pretty well paid for the campaign himself. He didn't go out there and say, you know, I need money. If he needed the money, he put it in. That, I think, is a real plus for him. He doesn't necessarily have to do a lot of political appointments. And I think he's attempting not to do. You know, obviously, there are people who want jobs who are very well qualified in your own party who may have helped you. And I don't think we ever want to get to the point where if you help someone, you can't get a job. We never want to reach that point. But it has been abused. There's no question it's been abused by both parties over the years.
What are we waiting for? Is the state of the budget address? Are we waiting? Because the budget process is a little behind right now because of the change. What's the next big shoe to drop that has real meaning or hope when it comes to the financial state of this state?
Well, first of all, we'll have the state of the state address, which is coming up soon now. And then 2 weeks later, after that, in later February, we will have an address that does mean something, and that is the state of the budget, and to come up with some sort of recommendations by the governor that this is the direction we want to go to try to have a budget this year. That's the big one. The state of the state, it'll basically, I think what he will lay out is, here's our problem. Here's how big this problem is. Here's why this will be extremely hard to fix. Then, of course, the budget. And then once the budget's laid out, then the legislature, Madigan, Cullerton, and the House and Senate will, maybe either go along with some of it, part of it, all of it, or maybe, Madigan and Cullerton have the ability not to go along with any of it and come up with their own budget. So it'll be a negotiation process from that point on. But that's the tough part, because the debt is so deep that there will be legislators who really don't want to cut anything. If you came to Springfield with me, you would see a group of legislators, a lot of them, especially coming out of Chicago, who basically say, and first of all, they're not real concerned about paying for anything. It's just, let's just do it. Let's create this rate, and if we have to, let's raise taxes as high as we need to get it paid for. And usually when they raise taxes, not a lot of it will go to pay the bills. It'll just go to enlarge programs. And that's the scary part politically that we face in Springfield right now.
Yeah, and when I was thinking that very same thing last week, and then I saw the story where K-12 education, Board of Education wants, I think, $730 million more than last year. And at this crucial time, and I realize putting your bid in early so you're in the budget, but I'm thinking, this is going to be a tough year for education. That's where I came with. And then, of course, the thing that you and I talked about was so much last year was this plan to re-alter the school formula for distribution of money. This is going to be probably the most compelling financial argument we have in Illinois is money and education in this state. I see this being the hairball of the year.
Well, every legislator goes around promising that they're going to fix education and give it more money. And that's not going to be easy to do this year. All legislators, I think, would like to. It's kind of a wish list, the $730 million that you saw.
Yeah.
Legislators would like to certainly give education more. I think it will be there will be a very strong attempt by both parties to see to it that education doesn't suffer as much as it has over the last few years. But right now the money is not there. We all know that. Unless there's some sort of increase in revenue, I think all legislators, education is extremely important. And it's a political hot potato, no doubt, that people think education is important. No matter what else you want to talk about, education is important. So we'll see. There will be an attempt, I think, to try to not hurt education a whole lot more than it is already. Whether that happens or not, time will tell.
Yeah. Senator Dave Luckfeld. Senator, I tell you what, first chance we get, the governor has made some really interesting comments about judgeships and how we elect judges in this state and how we handle that system. Love to get you back on the air after you've got a chance to learn about the governor's comments so that we can talk about that. You and I spent a lot of time talking about that last year. I think it's very interesting that he's taking on this very difficult subject. So soon, okay?
That sounds great. There are obviously two sides to that issue, and I think it's worthwhile exploring those two arguments.
News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk.